Now to a story about the sharing economy, which has changed housing, driving, and long changed farming. Think CSAs or farm shares. But what about sharing big ticket items like state-of-the-art tractors or combines? Amy Mayer from Here and Now contributor Harvest Public Media has this story.
On a windy day during a massive harvest, the parking lot outside Key Cooperative here in Roland, Iowa, received load after load of corn. There was no other place to put it. But on the other side of the building, giant pieces of equipment sat idle.
We'll let you in. You can sit in the driver's
seat. All right.
It's quiet high above the ground in the cab of a huge red three-wheeled machine that spreads fertilizer. Its giant tires are specially designed to help prevent soil from getting compacted. Key Co-op's Boyd Brody says they maintain a fleet of equipment that's available for area farmers when they need it.
We're buying very expensive equipment, you know, $300,000-$400,000, you know, purchase price. And our seasonal nature of the business, when we're growing crops, we can a lot of times only operate that equipment for weeks or maybe a month or more.
It's tough for a business, whether an equipment dealer, a co-op, or a family farm, to see expensive equipment sitting unused.
Well, we've just shared a few items, and we just put them out so we could see again how they appeared on the site. And we'll be adding more, and a lot of times we have...
Brody's looking at Key's listings on a new online platform meant to promote sharing. It's called MachineryLink.com, and it's kind of like the popular housing site Airbnb. You've got something you're not using all the time, so you make it available for someone who only needs it for a few days or weeks. Instead of a guest room or in-law apartment, it's about planters, combines, tractors.
The sharing opportunity is one way, I think, that we can reduce our costs, be more efficient, and actually try to get to a break even or some level of profit.
Machinery Link Sharing launched last fall, and the timing may be perfect. Prices for the Midwest's biggest crops have plunged, and that's hurting everyone in farm country.
You get innovative when things get tighter.
That's Iowa State University agriculture economist Chad Hart.
And we're looking for ways to enhance income right now, especially in a low margin environment.
Modern farmers rely on access to big-ticket machinery exactly when they need it. Next-door neighbors likely need a harvester at the same time. Brody says an online platform expands the pool to match up users with available equipment.
They kind of promote themselves as almost really just providing a dating-type site for equipment.
Still, farmers have some unique concerns about sending $500,000 pieces of equipment hundreds of miles away from home. Machinery Link's Jeff Dima says the company understands those worries.
They'd want to make sure that their equipment is going to be taken care of, and we know farmers really well, so we've built a model and a platform that kind of accommodates those concerns.
Insurance, repairs, transportation, Dima says they're trying to put farmers at ease with all of it. He says in a best-case scenario, an owner could more than double the time a piece of equipment gets used. A combine, for instance, could start harvesting in Texas in May and travel north with the season, providing the owners with rental income. Mark Hanna, an Iowa State University agricultural engineer, says there's another way that short-term renting or sharing equipment might help farmers.
It is a great way to test something a little bit before you actually jump in and use it.
As the farm equipment sharing system grows, it's likely to face unique challenges, just as Uber, Airbnb, and other tech ventures have. But as farming gets ever more dependent on new technology, agricultural economists say a sharing system could help some farmers stay current, or simply in business. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Mayer.